Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
There are
multiple
factors.
There he is.
What?
You weren't there for a second. I panicked.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, but no, your visual wasn't there.
You're fine. It was me. I'm having issues.
All right. It's okay.
Poor Josh.
Having issues, too. I don't know what it is, but the combination of sun on Sunday all day.
Yes.
I was essentially outside all day from 8:45 until 7:15, 7:30, and got the sun. Didn't have sunscreen. Then yesterday, went to a Happy Valley, was out in the sun again, and didn't have, I swear to God, this is not a naked shill for Carla's products, but I didn't have the regular stuff that she gets me that I use, that I use regularly. I never had an issue with. I put the glop on they had in the men's locker room, and
did you have to tip for it?
No.
There's not an attendant there. You just, help yourself.
Yeah, there's an attendant there.
Oh, there is? Good, good.
Yeah. The stuff he picks up on, right? The stuff, of knowledge he
I
gets.
I don't no, like you, at a, you, res-
you
a restaurant,
get that
Mike.
From Caddyshack, right?
Caddyshack. You go to a fancy restaurant, and occasionally there's a guy in the bathroom, and he likes to want to charge you like $5 for a spritz of cologne.
He's there, but it's not there to do that. He's got his own room, and
Okay, very good. Okay, just trying to set the scene.
But I want him done with a fresh chamois.
No, I don't want. It's not at all like that.
But I got home last night, and then I ate something I should not have eaten
for dinner.
When we celebrated my son's victory in the game, the pitching performance, we went to the Roadhouse de Tejas.
Texas Roadhouse, yes.
The Texas Roadhouse.
Was it filled with kids from prom?
It was filled.
Yeah, I know. But
on a Sunday, it was packed, ridiculously packed. That is a casual family restaurant that has been, in my humble opinion, trending in the wrong direction.
Would you say they serve American casual food?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's it. Yeah,
but it's you can't keep. If you have reasonable prices nowadays,
I do believe
you're getting those at the expense of something. And the food, the cafeteria style food that came out was.
I'm guessing when you say cafeteria, Mike, I have never been to a TRH. I've never been, but I have studied about it. I'm curious that. The entrees,
I can't believe you haven't with where you live. You are the suburban of suburbans, and I believe that chain is located in your area and may have been before they were down here.
I think there's one in Ashburn, but you can say that about anything.
Oh, that might as well be Europe.
Yeah, you're right.
For Rob Spiewak.
I went for the first time about maybe 8 months ago, 9 months ago, because they just built a new one right down the street here.
Oh, so the food will be fresh. I'm guessing, Mike.
Josh said something before the show when I brought this up. I took a taste of the half rack, the half slab of ribs that I ordered, and
about maybe 8 inches of ribs. If that was the portion,
no, less than that.
Okay,
probably
six
maybe. And a half.
Okay,
seven.
Okay,
one less rib.
But I've never measured.
I'm just looking for.
What is wrong with you today,
Mike? Sometimes it's not me.
What measuring the length of ribs?
This is how I would be. I would be like this way anyway. I'm just curious how many ribs you got with the meal.
I don't count.
Okay.
I just ask for half because I don't want a full. That's
okay. That's good.
That's the way I process.
Did anyone else at the table order ribs?
No.
Anyone in your vicinity order ribs?
My son got the kids steak tips.
I've had their steak tips.
I know, but that's just another.
Aren't they prepared by a rabbi?
They're just a perfect. And then Carla got, I don't even know what she got. I think she got an appetizer sampler.
Harken back to a great adjective you use, cafeteria-styled. I'm guessing that the protein was probably not as cafeteria-styled as, say, some gloppy sides. Were there some gloppy sides that came with your meal?
There was corn and seasoned rice.
Those are both sloppy carbs.
So you should have opted for the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
First of all, I realized that all the bad eating that I had done with snow cones with marshmallow fluff, I didn't have any appetite. And I was coming down from the euphoria and the emotion of his four innings pitched. That's what I was really excited about. And then I was done. I took one bite. I said, I'm going to wrap this whole thing up.
You didn't even eat your rice?
I took a taste of everything.
Okay, good.
And then asked for the box. Great waiter. Nice guy.
The food tasted odd because of the amount of sunflower seeds you had ingested that day.
Oh, that's true.
And the sunflower seeds.
Burned tongue, yeah.
I'm not sure, but all I know is that he was really quick to get the thing out, and then Carla complained that I was being old manny the way I was transferring the food into the
How do you transfer the food?
You put it on the right side. Like, you put it in the bucket where it's supposed to go and
The divided side is where you would put it.
No, it's a styrofoam container. I don't know why I'm getting agitated.
Oh, okay.
It's a styrofoam container. Maybe because of the way I feel. It's a styrofoam container that splits open like this, and then I put it in the right side, which I shouldn't have, and I was corrected immediately. And then she said, "Let me do it."
I'm guessing the left side has like mini dividers, right? And that's how you know it's not the lid.
No, this was free of dividers.
Oh, okay. So, God, your rice is going to get in your corn.
Yeah, I don't care if my food touches. I don't give a rat's ass if my food touches.
If you're going to Texas Roadhouse, how many biscuits did you partake in?
Oh, okay.
Johnny biscuits.
And they're really,
well, that's
they're,
the best part of Texas
rolls.
Roadhouse.
They're not biscuits. They're yeast rolls.
Yes, they are.
They're also, if you want to get them to go, they're about $4 a dozen.
Not bad.
Are they really?
Yeah, I've gotten a few.
That's the best thing.
Do they come with, if you get them to go, don't they feature, as I said, I've never been.
What happened to my, huh?
Do they there? Don't they serve those yeast rolls with like a honey butter?
He's been
yes.
there, Josh.
Yes,
I never
do.
Have.
He's been there.
No.
There's no way he knows that.
Because he's obsessed with food. He just watches the videos
he's so
online.
Food obsessed.
People put up that, you know, like the cheat, right? This is how you make Texas Roadhouse honey butter. And so that's how I know about it. And I'm curious, when you buy those rolls to go, Josh.
That was a
disc
jockey name that I had when I worked on that adult station.
What was it?
Honey butter.
Honey butter. You were a matchmaker, right?
They do. Yeah. It was really a different kind of match. It wasn't like for love. But anyway.
He invented Tinder.
And I probably had two. I definitely had two. I'm trying to think if I had three.
Josh, do they give you honey butter to go when you buy the biscuits? You see, Mike, that's what you should
have done. I eat my first roll at Texas Roadhouse when I go in there. That you would, if you got your hand in the way, you'd lose a finger.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's my favorite thing, and that's why I filled up. I filled up on the roll.
Our Texas Roadhouse is right next to a hospital.
That's
and
good.
We had a visit to the emergency room once. And
are they
I then went
connected?
Over to Texas Roadhouse.
I'm trying to get.
So
you
I then
had,
went.
You went to the emergency room.
I picked up two. I went next door, picked up two dozen dinner rolls, and brought them back. And that was a meal for my family one evening while we waited in the emergency room.
That is a responsible father. Right.
Did anyone else go into the emergency room while you were waiting? From the East.
Well,
rolls.
No, I took it. We were in the little room, private room. By
oh,
then.
I see.
And,
then, okay.
and I thought it'd be irresponsible to bring ribs.
Yeah.
There are no. And you said to me before the show, you would never order the ribs.
No,
in Texas.
I go with the salad. I go with the steak tip salad when we go to Texas Roadhouse.
You have to quote him correctly because it's important to the situation.
Okay.
We were talking about TRH. You said you were there. I said, I've never been. And you said, I got ribs. And Josh said, I would never consider the ribs there.
I honestly didn't even know ribs were on the menu. I see all the meat when you walk in. It's like how Fuddruckers used to do, where they've got the meat in the cooler for you to see walking
good.
In.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
love Fuddruckers.
The review of the food. the corn side and the seasoned rice side.
Yes.
Over-seasoned.
Okay, in what way?
Another word for that would be salty.
Okay, very good.
And I love...
I think that was leftover sunflower seed salt.
I think maybe my body would say, no more sodium as I drink a Diet Coke.
As your ankles...
Tons of sodium.
As your ankles disappear.
I never had that problem. I will tell you that I really, really did not like the flavor. However,
was the corn not sweet at all? Corn should be sweet when it's offsetting like a salty rice.
No, it was really.
They're going for a buttery profile.
I've had it before there. This is the closest restaurant to our home. So I've had it before. But.
Is that why the picture is up of you in the lobby?
The rib. The half slab had, yes. Do you know when something's got that artificial liquid smokiness?
Sure, yeah.
And I didn't find it totally off-putting so much as that I would not have taken the ribs home, but I did. And then yesterday at the end of my day, it's 5:30, quarter of six as I'm coming home, and my wife, who is, I think it's a tie between Rob's obsession with food and my wife's obsession with food.
Different reasons. Carla
says to me on the phone, oh, by the way, I'm sorry I ate your ribs. And I knew she was, because she's obsessed with it, and she just reads ahead as to what I'm going to want. And I said, I know you didn't. She's like, and I hear, which is annoying.
Oh, so her, I would never mock you or trick you about food. It's too dear to me.
It's too dear to me.
When you got the box from, did you say the waiter's name was Felix? What was his name?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. When he brought you the box, did he ask why you were boxing it up?
Mm-mm. Mm. Another lady came over with the box and she said, I guess my eyes were bigger than my stomach, which is my mother's old term,
yeah,
which I hate.
Sure.
And she said, happens all the time. I said it happens all the time because you bust out those rolls.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's more the fact that you are sitting there completely sunburned with purple lips.
Yeah,
I have. So purple lips
they might
the,
you might look a little sick.
Yeah, and probably not the most. You can be charming if you want to be, but you probably weren't charming at that moment. Were you?
No, I was charming because I was still floating from my kid.
Oh, okay.
I was still
right.
Delighted.
Even after Carla yelled at you?
Even after she yelled at me, we're having a love fest.
Great.
Having a real love fest. But make no mistake, we are gassed. It has been a long day. My son, God bless him, he's tired. He's the one that has every right to be tired. Mm-hmm. Carla and I had just been sitting on our ass, and I've been eating sunflower seeds all day. But I bring it home, and then last night I reheated it, and I had it for dinner.
And how did you reheat it? Microwave, air fryer, oven?
Microwave.
Oh, I'm not sure that's the best way to do
it. Yeah, I think that ruined them.
A lot of meat to the bone. I mean, the bone ratio to meat is a lot of bone, not much meat. So you're heating the bone.
They were hot, and I ate them, and I felt. I still feel weird after that. I feel like I'm oversunned and oversodiumed, and I'm going to be a lot of fun at Jimmy's, but don't expect me to be hooching it up my normal way at Jimmy's. I don't have the bandwidth. There's too much going on.
So we are a million days away, Mike.
We are. Have ribs.
I'm still thinking about it. You know,
and
I'm thinking about travel arrangements.
How about
too,
thank you to Trip Affleck, who sent Mike $20 so he can eat at Chili's.
Hey, Chili's is my favorite place now. We've been going to
Chili's
is a probably every other week,
and the ribs are great.
Yeah, they're great.
Great. Great.
And Kelly and I can eat there for $25.
Okay, I'm not sure even where it is around here. They've screwed us on that around here. We don't have one.
Well, didn't they just come back?
I'm sure we have one. I just don't know where it is.
Yeah,
You know, we got.
It's probably behind Buckets.
It's got Buckets is way down near the baseball fields.
Isn't Chili's
that's out of our neighborhood?
Isn't Chili's adjacent to the emergency room?
No, that's Texas Road.
My fault. I'm sorry. My bad is the kids.
But maybe, you know, I know it's a few days away. You're not traveling, so it's not on your You don't care. I'm traveling. You're not. Josh is traveling. You are in your home. You are driving to Jimmy's.
You are
on
transferring
Saturday.
Like crazy.
But that's the truth. That's why you're not thinking about it. I'm already thinking about we have to get ready tomorrow.
Right.
And for a flight.
I have been nothing. I have been nothing but agreeable to try to make your travel easy. I said everything you say.
What do you have to do with my travel?
Like scheduling.
What do you mean you've
like
been agreeable? What the hell? Why are you being defensive?
Because you're coming at me.
I'm not coming at you. I was just saying you probably
are not. How are you
going to
help us travel? Did you
offer
a bed?
No. What I'm saying is like, you know, with moving schedules and
the
stuff
answer,
like that.
The answer he said, no. Not that I would want to stay with Rob.
Oh, but you know you have a standing invitation.
I'm already staying with another friend when I'm off.
A loved one, right.
Yes.
Where are you staying?
Jimmy's.
Now, people should know. That this is not like an Airbnb that's connected or adjacent to Jimmy's old tonight. You're going to his home.
Oh, you're not sleeping at the restaurant.
Yes, I'm going to Jimmy's house.
It's beautiful. You'll see the new kitchen. How long since you've been to Jimmy's house?
He has a new kitchen?
Yeah, beautiful. I think it was an anniversary gift for Maureen Donahue.
You've seen more of Jimmy than I have in the last couple
of
years.
Well, you live out of town, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but no, as far as you don't, this is the easiest thing for, this is bliss for you. This is the dream scenario where you don't have to go to an airport, get on a plane, fly to, this is just hopping in your whatever Subaru that you're driving right
now.
See,
Mike, that's the problem.
Driving to Jimmy's.
I have to make sure I have a car. Those are my travel arrangements. No,
you need me to pick you up?
No. Carrie and I will be there. I was only joking. But
Josh is staying at the No-Tell Motel, and then I'll be.
Where are you at?
Jimmy's.
You've stayed there before. He's a marvelous host.
Well, no, I've stayed. I've ended up there before.
Did you? Oh, that's right. You weren't there for Twitch's funeral. You got a hotel. I thought you would stay there for Twitch's.
Yeah, but I'm talking about years before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you've never
planned
to stay there.
Jimmy's, yeah. Where it's like,
I remember they had to put Mike at Jimmy's because he got too much sun.
Too much sun. That's exactly. Now, you know, and it's funny you mentioned that because maybe Friday night when we had a few adult beverages, I just can't roll anymore. It's officially over.
True.
I can't.
That's not
Rob,
true.
Rob, I cannot. I was talking to a bunch of old farts like me that were saying it's just not in the cards anymore. I think that if you see somebody that's able to do that, you see somebody that's probably not going to last that long because it's just not. We get up. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning with Carla. We get up. I get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock on the weekends. I'm an early
morning
person.
That's just for the shakes, though. I mean, you're not up because you're.
The shakes? Now you're turning me into an alcoholic? No. That's where we are. So it's just it's difficult.
I say if you apply yourself, you could. Like, who thought that?
By that time, I'll feel fine. But right now, between. This is Friday night.
I know. Mike, who thought that on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary that Billy Crystal could still do Fernando? No one thought he could do it. It was years behind him, and yet the night comes, and he's sensational. That's going to be you with a glass of whiskey in your hand. Don't let me down.
No, I'm not going to have whiskey. No, don't encourage, don't enable me like that. I'm a perfectly fun person. We've got a lot planned. I think I can talk about it, Josh. We are going to be for our bonus show subscribers. The bonus show will not be going up Friday. It'll be going up sometime over the weekend because we are going to be recording segments at Jimmy's Derby Party on Saturday, and we'll be cobbling them all together and making them available to you sometime next week, sometime Sunday, hopefully, if we're lucky. But
it's a great chance to come out and be a part of the bonus show. I mean, you are going to be right there, so come on out.
We'll be talking to everybody that's there at Jimmy's.
So don't watch the horse race. We'll tell you on the bonus show who won.
Oh, and I've got my horse still in my,
it's a long shot, right?
Yes, it is. Keeping it to myself until I get there. Have I even told you guys?
No. You tease it. Is it the one that's owned by Toby Keith, the late Toby Keith?
Which one is owned by Toby Keith?
I don't know.
I just know that he has the name of the horse.
Okay, let me find out because I know Toby's got a horse going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know any of the horse names. Are there any good ones?
As far as names, I'm not sure.
Here's a horse called I Hate the Orioles. Not really.
Hey, well, I'm putting all my money on them. Even though they beat the Yankees yesterday.
Yay!
It makes
everything
better.
Good stuff. I'm happy about that. That's wonderful. So we're making our arrangements, and that's going to be the bonus show. We'll have a full week of shows.
Mike,
and
Toby's
horse
is called Render Judgment.
No.
Okay, so that gets us down to like 24 horses. I think it's a huge field, isn't it? It's usually 25 horses.
It's 20.
Okay. 20.
I believe it's 20. Do you have the field in front of you?
I'm looking at right now. But you see, it also changes.
It's 20.
Okay. It changes.
No, it
up
doesn't
until-
change. There'll be the field in front of you if you've got the right page that'll say 20. And I think I've looked at it to find that horse a couple of times where it's just 20 horses.
Okay. I think sometimes horses drop out prior to the,
definitely that's true. But okay. I don't think any have recently.
Break a leg.
On a test track.
You know, it's a shame. Well,
could be a little too muddy.
Do you have the field yet? This is funny watching this exercise right here.
It is funny.
Do you have the field, the Kentucky Derby field?
I'm looking for it right now, Mike. It's so like, much this pop
is, is it really that hard to find?
It's for him. It is.
Yep. It's hard being stupid.
Well, this is a good time.
You literally
for,
can't find the Kentucky Derby field.
Well, no, Mike. What? Okay.
3 days before the Kentucky Derby.
I can share. Speaking of being stupid.
Yes.
I got TikTok to work for the show. So we now live stream on TikTok.
We doing that today?
Yeah.
We are doing it today.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hi, TikTokers. Thank you.
We've got listeners over there. They're sending us coins and hearts and hats and roses.
God bless you. Thank you. Well,
I don't know what any of that means. But
by the way, well, I know you guys don't know it, but Carla's all over it, and she has been lobbying for that, and I have too. I 100% agree that this is opening up the show and, you know, long overdue. Really, really happy. Thank you, Josh, for doing that.
Yes.
That's Carla's going to be super jacked that you pulled that off that quickly. That's going to be awesome. Have you found the Derby field yet?
No, but I found out how I can cure my toenails on all the stupid pop of that. Mike, because
what is
I don't.
Wrong? Do you know how to use the internet? Do you know how to Google Kentucky Derby 2025 field?
Mike, I was trying to use my phone and it was throwing me everywhere. Okay, here we go.
Unreal.
I've got everything here.
Like take a course or something.
Yeah,
it's
I do.
Not that hard.
Okay, Mike, here we
it's
go.
Rob, I'm not the enemy here. I am not the enemy here.
I
you never have been.
Mike will be going for horse number 8.
Okay. Oh yes, absolutely. But that's 3-1. Mike, here is your post. Ready?
How many in the field?
Right now, the field is showing 20.
Yes.
Just like I said.
Exactly. All right. Number one at 20-1, Citizen Bull.
You're okay. All right.
Okay. Number two at 30-1. Neo
I didn't want you
Equus.
To read them all. I just wanted you to get them.
Oh, okay. I got them. But, okay.
Give me a horse that's 30-1.
Flying Mohawk.
Great name. That's a cool name. I like that. That Josh, you should bet on that horse.
Yeah.
Flying Mohawk.
Mike, we also have Coal Battle.
Coal Battle, like C-O-A-L?
Yeah. And you already said it isn't rendered judgment. Is it Owen Almighty? That's a 30-1. Ah, okay.
No, I didn't say anything.
All right. Then it must be Chunk of Gold.
You sure it's not Tistastic?
American Promise?
No.
I'm going to bet on number 4, I think. Rodriguez.
Okay. That's the name of the horse?
Yeah,
I like that name.
Rodriguez. Just simple. Nice. Yeah, you don't need anything complicated.
Well, I think there's a little bit of trend going in the names, while in post 8 we have journalism.
Yeah.
And in post 13
that's one of the favorites, right? Journalism is one of the favorites,
20
if I'm
to
not
one.
Mistaken.
3-1.
It's 20-1.
Three to one. Never mind. 3-1.
3-1. Yeah, it is a favorite.
That might be the best odds in the field.
And at 20-1, we have Publisher.
Hey.
Okay, so you got journalism and Publisher.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That might be a good exacta, Mike.
All right, Rob, give me a couple more.
Luxor Cafe going off at 15-1.
15-1, long shot. Okay.
Admire Daytona, 30-1.
Another 30. Lots of 30-1s when I checked it last.
30-1, Final Gambit. And no comment from Mike. All righty. Let's see. At number 6, 30-1, Admire Daytona. That's a Florida thing.
Admire Daytona?
Yeah. Admire Daytona.
Nice.
We got almost all of them, right?
Yeah. Grande at 20-1.
That,
Burnham
I think, would
Square.
Be your horse. That would be so you could say it like put your hands up and do jazz hands when you pick Grande. Hey,
Grande!
Rob, who's your horse? Grande.
I have a two horse box with Grande and Rodriguez. Did we say your horse's name?
Yes.
Okay, so it's one of the ones we said, and we said most of them. So yeah. Will you do a straight bet? Do you like to box it at all? Like,
boy, no. I will do. I will do a based on the odds, I will do a straight bet. I am not a horse player, so I don't know. I usually just pick the winner that I think. And I've seen the horse that you mentioned that I have. I've seen the horse run. Is anybody? Let me see in the comments if anybody's trying to guess the horse name here.
Do you ever bet mathematically, like with numbers? Because my grandfather always used to bet the same exactas through the whole night. That way, if for I think it was 1-7 for my Uncle Dana's birthday, the 17th, and he'd bet 1-7 or 7-1 on every race.
That's the way Bretzky does his roulette numbers, by picking people's birthdays.
Oh, really?
That's what he puts out.
Okay.
He calls the numbies.
The numbies.
He's out there. By the way, God, I forgot, like 300,000 subscribers, that guy. Congratulations, Bretzky. Well done. Well done. And for you TikTokers, I hope those subscriptions to our show continue to move in the right direction. We're excited about that, just bringing the show to you. I'm excited. I love the race.
The race is a great event.
Yeah. I love betting on it. I love doing bets when you're at a party, and I love betting for real on it as well.
Also, I don't know if he's still doing it, but for years, the best television announcer in the world did the Derby, which is Tom Hammond.
Is it Tom Hammond that does? You mean the is that the guy that does that?
I used to do it every year. I don't think I was there last year.
A truly great broadcaster that was involved with it was the great, and I mean great, yeah, Bob Neumeier.
Yes.
Who did the Whalers fight that I talk about all the time. And Bob Neumeier, I believe, still doing the horse coverage for that. And then who's the lady? Is it Chauncey that's on the horse that interviews like
I don't buy into her because she's never going to be Phyllis George.
But she's racing's Phyllis George.
Well, keep in mind, Phyllis George.
She's racing's Erin Andrews.
Okay, I'll give her that. And I like that, yeah. But you know what? Fun. It's really not about anything that the reporters do, because it's visuals, because it's the beautiful course. And then it's the race, and that's the guy that's up in the tower.
Yeah, so it's hard to interview the horses.
Yeah.
It's a bucket list event for me. I'd love to go sometime. I really would. I would really, really love to go. And, you know, back in the day, we flirted with it when what's his name got us involved in it. Do you still keep in touch with that guy, or is he in the wind completely?
No, occasionally. Yeah. We cross paths on Facebook.
You keep in touch with him?
Well, we cross paths on Facebook.
Oh,
I haven't sent him a lovely letter or anything.
Forget the Kentucky Derby.
I didn't know you were still in touch.
I can get us into Pimlico.
Anyway, what's that, Josh?
I said, forget the Kentucky Derby. I can get us into Pimlico.
Oh, the Preakness.
Oh,
not my bag, baby.
One of the
a little trashy.
Not my bag now. No, too much of a you know.
You don't want to run the porta potties.
No, just gross.
One of the key moments in my wife's and my courtship was at Pimlico. When we were on a break and we went to the race, and I got tickets to the infield, and silly me, I thought it would be like a racing community and not Woodstock 99. And we were both miserable, and I'll keep this very short. And as we left to get to the infield, there's a tunnel under the track, and we were leaving, and it was pretty much a disaster because we had to drive all the way up to Baltimore to leave. And as we were leaving, there was a gentleman leaning against the wall of the tunnel.
You had to drive all the way up to Baltimore to leave?
Yeah, because we went there and we decided it wasn't for us, so we came back.
Oh, you drove all the way up and then hung a U-turn and came
back.
You didn't even stay for the race?
No. And so as we were leaving at the tunnel, we were a little downtrodden because we'd wasted all that time. And I'll never forget the way he was sitting. He was doing the thing where you squat down, but you don't have a chair, but your back is against the wall. You know what I mean? You're leaning, but you're down. And as we walked by him, he leaned forward and threw up. And that's what is like at the. That's what it's like at Pimlico.
The infield, right?
Yeah.
Did you try to go into the infield? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, we went in and it was a disaster. I mean, it is
just
really
too many people and messy and
gross.
Muddy and nasty and horrible. But it's the second leg.
But it is the sport of kings.
The sport of kings, if you are in the rarefied seats.
Yes,
right?
Precisely.
Yeah, and see, that's the problem. I don't get the access that I once had as far as events.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, you know, I've done really, really well accepting my path in life and my trajectory down towards the bottom.
We've all supported you.
But I still probably get a little entitled when it comes to an event. I've always kind of liked the idea of having a good seat at a ball game or being in some sort of special area where you can see kind of the glitterati.
It's always been
fun for me.
That is fun, but as a rule, those are always kind of disappointing after the fact.
Just like the event, Rob? The commissioner's party would be the
There's always another level you can't get
There's always another level, and they're not all there cracked up to be. But at the same time with, specifically with a sporting event seat, if you get a good one, there's nothing like it. If you have a really, really good seat. But I'm not familiar with big-time auto racing and what that way. I've heard absolutely amazing stories about auto racing, the Indy 500, Formula One races.
You haven't made the trip up to Daytona for the 500?
I've never gone to Daytona. I've never gone to a real NASCAR race. I've gone to the junior circuit where they had it like down the road when they used to have a track back in Manassas. But that was nothing compared to that. I've never done that, but I would love to see a real Grand Prix like Formula One. And I heard you want to talk about pricing the common folk out of the event. I heard you can't get even to the event without dropping a few $1,000s. That's what I've heard about that. So I
went to a NASCAR
event
when I was a kid. All I remember is that it was loud, and there's no escaping
NASCAR
the noise.
More accessible, I believe.
Okay.
You can get into those giant grandstands they have. But
you should go to that car race that they did in the streets of Las Vegas.
See, that one would be – they've got, I think, a really big one in Miami that I checked out, and it's impossible to – I'd love to see that. I would love to see. What do they call it? Le Mans? Is that the style of?
Well, that was the
racing
movie. I think that is right. Yeah, because that was a Steve
it's
McQueen
Formula
movie.
One,
yeah.
Right. Oh God, I would love to see those cars. That to me would be fascinating.
On May 4th,
I would love the Indy 500. That would be great. My ex goes to the Indy 500 with her husband, like all the time. That's their thing. They
what,
go almost.
What
every
number
year.
Does she drive? I can't remember.
Not quite sure, Rob, but it's a large number. It's a large number, and you play it every month.
I was going to say you renew it a lot.
Like on that's this no weekend. Case. This weekend, are you flying out of Miami?
No.
Oh, too bad, because F1 is in Miami this weekend.
This weekend?
You could have overlapped.
I forgot that, especially in the D.C. area, the weekend of May 3rd, 4th, 5th.
Yeah.
That weekend, early May. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, is when everything happens up there.
It is, because it's one of the 5 or 6 days that we get that are pleasant.
That are nice, where everybody turns
the sun's
up.
Out.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I saw old men walking in my yard in my neighborhood yesterday. I said, "How you doing?" They say, "Well, hard to be anything but good with this weather." I said, "Enjoy it while you've got it, sir."
Well, tomorrow we will have to book Mr. Cerrito on the show to talk about how he is going to broadcast the race, because I know what is the forecast is quite pleasant, is it not, for Saturday? Is
haven't
it very
heard,
nice?
But they I
in
mean
in Kentucky or in Herndon?
In Herndon, Virginia.
Oh, in Herndon, Virginia, it's going to be great.
Okay. Yo, I don't care what the race where the race is.
Well,
I don't
that
care
Mike,
what it's
you
like
might
in
have
Kentucky.
If you're going to bet on a mutter, you got to know this.
This is true, but I mean up there.
Oh, damn mutters.
You're going to have a pleasant weekend, are you not?
I have. I'm verifying right now. As
okay.
A matter of fact.
All right.
Yeah, Saturday is going to be partly cloudy and 75 degrees.
Oh,
you don't get much better than that.
That's
perfect
fantastic. It'll be great. The courtyard is what I'm talking about at Jimmy's
beer
old
garden.
Tavern. The beer garden. It's beautiful out there. I love hanging out there. It's a lot of fun.
I hope he sells some bricks that day, because you can get
some
a brick
for his patio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of getting one for Robert's graduation if he makes it. Kidding.
Oh, he's killing.
I know, I'm kidding.
He's not where he used to be, right?
No,
he's doing really, really well.
And as a matter of fact, Mike, I was looking at the calendar. He graduates on the 20th. That's really close.
Right?
3 weeks.
Rob's taking the week off to participate in the Mountaineer festivities with his son.
Can you believe what a bad booking. I guess they break it down into the schools because it's a massive college. But Robert's graduation ceremony is Sunday at 4 p.m. Can you think of a worse time to do a graduation?
Oh, God.
I know.
It's horrible.
It ruins your whole day.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean,
are you taking the week before or the week off?
Week after.
Week after.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. It's going to be a busy week, Mike. That Friday, I'm seeing Herb Alpert, and then Sunday, right up to West Virginia.
Wow.
So it's not the 20th. Because the 20th is a Tuesday, because that's I go to a high school graduation
for
my daughter.
You're right.
The
20th. It's the 18th. Forgive me. I was looking at the wrong calendar, but it is the same number.
Well, then you'll have the week to do something. I mean, and not that you don't want to hang with your family, but you can do something else. You can go somewhere.
No, maybe... he gets to box up Robert's stuff and bring it home.
Largely, that'll be it. Okay. Yeah. But you know what? So time with him is
you
good.
You staying overnight Sunday night?
Yeah. Yeah. We got an Airbnb. My mom will be there. And
Sunday at 4? I've never heard of that. That's
neither have I. I mean, because they got 8 billion students. Maybe that means the ceremony will be smaller.
What about the people that don't have the ability to have time off? That's so thoughtless. Colleges, you know?
There is
higher learning my ass.
They don't offer flexibility at the coal mines, and that's what the people are in
West
Virginia.
The West Virginia Mountaineers.
That's right.
College-educated coal miners coming out of that school for years and years.
Their pepperoni rolls, that's also very popular up there, a popular snack down in the mine.
That kid has done well with his college career, where he struggled at the beginning and then righted the ship and has thrived at that
school.
Had an
amazing long talk with him this weekend. He is such a good kid. He's got
what's
his head
new in the
right
world
place.
Of is he excited about getting out and being
out of his mind,
beginning his adulting journey?
Out of
his mind, very excited.
Mind.
Yeah, he'll get to shake the coal dust off his shoulders.
Now, his plans, will he be doing the traditional back into the bedroom thing, or will he be on his own when he gets out of school?
Per my recommendation, I said, you know what? We've got room here. We love you. And come and save some money before you move out, because if you're smart about it, that's the way to do it. And he won't
look. You shake your head, Josh?
Well, because he approached it wrong at save some money. It should have been come here and spend $200.
Well, no, we'll talk about rent once he gets an employment source. But he's not looking for
career employment. It's just that's
career modern
parents today with, you know, I would probably say the exact same thing to my son nowadays. And I think that's our Rob generation that does that. Because
I
really believe, I don't know if it was said harshly, but it was indicated to me that upon graduating college, it was me. Get out there, do it. Go start your life.
Mm-hmm.
That, the option was, I'm sure, if I had really
pressed
needed
it,
I probably could. But it was made pretty clear to me that once I graduated from college, that I was to head out, and I did. I ended up going right from college to work. I was working professionally when I was in school, and I got my own apartment right away, right after that, and that was it. We lived a world where we all did things younger.
Yeah,
a lot of us got married in our mid-20s. That's the way it went.
I was doing the math. I actually started with your show, Mike, when I was a junior in college. So I did that whole summer of interning full-time, I mean, you know, all day, and then my senior year of college, and then I graduated back to WJFK. And while it's a career I love.
Yeah, but you moved in with your grandfather at that point, right?
No, far from it. I moved in with Carrie at that point.
Who did you live with?
I was living at home for a while, and then I moved in with Carrie.
Okay.
So there wasn't a rush.
Did she have her own place?
Yes, with a friend, and then eventually there was a sister. So yeah.
Okay. She charged you rent.
She did not.
Wow.
But I paid it. If you know what I mean.
He paid the piper.
Still paying.
But I told, the kids are so different. Julia, you know, she got her apartment or her home in Richmond.
Sprouted the wings.
And gone. She has no interest in coming back at all.
Right.
She loves Richmond. But then.
Not Robert.
Well, you see, also, when you're an art student, settling in Richmond makes sense.
Okay.
When you are a digital media expert, settling in Morgantown, West Virginia, maybe not as much sense. It's not a hotbed of employment. Whereas DC is quite good, and he has.
Is he planning on coming back home?
He's got connections at Monumental, but he'll substitute teach and do some part-time stuff over the summer while he sort of finds his way.
Help you with the mulch this year too, right?
There'll be no mulch. I'm not going to open
Mother's
that
Day is coming
mulch.
Up.
I already bought her the egg thing.
Well, that's good. So Rob will be doing that, not next week, but the week after.
Right.
So congratulations to Robert. And he's, you know, he's there, right? There are no last second issues regarding the cap and gown. He's going
As a matter of
walking
fact,
down the aisle.
He has to get this finalized. There is an outside chance he'll be with us at Jimmy's because he might not have any finals. So he might be able to.
Himself.
Well, I told him. I said priorities, dude. But okay. I said if you can make it, we sure would love to have you, especially if there's nothing keeping you up there.
Yep, and he'll be easy to spot. He's 11 feet tall.
He is, and he's going to wear a stovepipe hat.
Right.
So exactly. He's even taller.
I will. You know what's weird? Here's where I'm a total rube.
Huh?
I will announce the my pick for the Derby.
Yeah.
I'm not. I will. I will, when the race starts,
yes.
I will scream, come on, and then say the horse. You won't know until that moment. That's when
so
you
no
will know
the horse.
No, So no one can glom on. What
no.
about, Mike, like at 10 minutes to post?
I think it's going to lose, too, which is why I'm doing that. If it wins, I'll have a lot of people
let's
pissed
say
at me.
Your name is, the name of your horse, is, let's say you picked Gonzalez. I know you didn't, but let's say you did.
Okay.
At one point
Speedy.
Before the race, yeah, exactly. Before right. the race, you need to go out of nowhere, maybe in the corner of the restaurant. Come on, Gonzalez! And that's it. And that'll be the cue for people. They've got
no,
to know to listen.
I love to cheer and keep going. So I'm going to be I'll be screaming my horse's name for the whole time, especially if he comes from behind like he's known.
Look
to
out,
do.
Mike! Are you going to yeah. be wearing your jockey silks?
Yes, I am. Absolutely. I still haven't picked a hat out. I'm probably off to the beach store today to find something floppy.
Do you have a chain of beach stores down there?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's what's Fort Myers Beach, Rob. We got lots of them.
What's
Wings.
The name? That one's in Ocean City, too.
Yeah, Wings is the same one in the Outer Banks as well.
Unique at all. So we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Yes,
we got
some
very interesting news for you today. And later on in the program, we're going to be talking about springtime for Costco. Because I am fascinated. If you don't frequent the box store, well, what the F is wrong with you?
Yeah, okay? We've got updates. We've got key news updates, Mike.
Have I made myself clear? Do they teach you that here, for God's sakes?
Brad.
Come on, everybody. News coming up next on the Michael Barry Show. You know, sleep can be tough, even when you're tired. But never fear, little lamb. Today's episode of this podcast is sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies, which are similar to their world-famous Sleepy Gummies.
Yes.
Or Sleepy Gummies. S-L-E-E-P-I.
Sleepy. It's Sleepy.
But nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for the people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep, restorative sleep. How? Well, I'll tell you. THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep, and Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD, so you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And, of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delicious. Blueberry lemonade. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold out-of-office sparkling THC beverage.
Mm.
Delicious. Relaxing. Be like Rob. Subscribe to these wonderful little helpers. They work. And I love them too. Slumber City, sweetheart. Hit the snooze button on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com. Code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, waddle doodle. Estelle, are you listening, you piggy?
65-year-old broadcaster.
The Biscayne.
Diddy's lawyers actually have a doctor lined up to testify that Diddy didn't have the mental capacity to commit crimes because he was under the influence.
Is this Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing that they've hired?
This is Dr. Nicholas. I don't believe he had his wits about him when he was doing the horrible things that he alleged he did.
Obviously, prosecutors have filed their opposition to this. Not only do they think his mental state is irrelevant, but they also object because this doctor, who's a Columbia professor, has never personally examined Diddy.
Columbia or Columbian?
Columbia.
Oh, from the university then.
Like the Ivy League school, yes. Columbia mm-hmm. University.
Sure.
His testimony would be based on his experience with other people. That's shaky ground, Mr. Spicoli.
We've got to try it, though.
Diddy's trial on charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution begins next Monday. That was a short wait, I think, for him being in jail. And I don't know if it's going to be televised or not. We'll keep you advised.
Hope it doesn't get in the way of the graduation.
How long do you think? Do they give you a ballpark as to how long that graduation
I went to a wintertime graduation up there, and it took about 2.5 hours. So
yeah. Yeah. You've got that same problem with the S. We come near the end.
Yeah, oh, that's
man,
true.
I tell you, it's mm-hmm. such a long time.
I bailed on my big graduate. We had two ceremonies, one in Richmond in the basketball arena, and then the communication school had their second one. And when I walked into the big one, I just turned around and walked out. I said, this is pointless. This is absolutely pointless.
So many human beings. We were at the Daughters of the Revolution American Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Constitution Hall.
Constitution Hall, yeah.
D.A.R. Constitution Hall, which a great venue and a wonderful place to go.
Our class was so big, Mike, that when they wanted people, they didn't walk across the stage. They said, would the College of Arts and Entertainment please rise? And they'd say, you're graduated. Sit
down.
That's it. And I'm not going to sit around for that. Yeah.
God, I miss my pop when I'm talking about this. I really do. I had a nice little flashback on my dad at my graduation, and I was, of course, the color gray. The day, little celebrating going on that particular weekend. Miss your pop. The makers of a Minecraft movie, something we were talking about an awful lot a couple of weeks ago, they're trying to lean into the chicken jockey chaos with new block party edition screenings of the movie. They're embracing the chaos. Audiences, they're encouraged to talk and sing. A press release says, quote, you know the moments, you know the lines, you love the songs. Now it's time to get loose, laugh out loud, and belt out those lyrics like a true diamond tier fan. The screenings will be held this Friday, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that throwing food and drinks will not be encouraged. I'm not sure if they'll even let you in there with those, but they'll let them go.
It's
crazy
it's a brilliant ploy. I mean, it has been used by The Sound of Music. It's been used by Rocky Horror. Try to give it some extra legs based on audience participation. And right. If you are a theater owner, let people throw food because they have to buy it.
How about a little PSA before? There will be no popcorn thrown in this theater. The Tingler. It's the Tingler.
Welcome to you, our theater.
All that screaming, singing, clapping was happening when I saw the movie.
Did you see it
in a
packed theater?
It was a full theater on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, man. No throwing of food at all?
No throwing of food.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
It was when I saw it at the infield at Pimlico, and it was nice.
One guy threw up.
One guy threw up, and that was Jack Black.
On Saturday night, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas presented Francis Ford Coppola with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute. During his tribute, Spielberg named what he believes is the greatest American film of all time. I am inclined to believe him. Obviously, it was one of Coppola's, The Godfather. He said, quote, many artists can do and do take a bow from their work on a page, on a canvas, on a screen. But our applause for you, Francis, is from a different kind of audience. When we're young, it's our parents we want to make proud, and then it's our friends, and then it's our colleagues, and finally it's our peers. But you, sir, are peerless. What a lovely thing
to say.
That's
nice to say.
He added, quote, you've inspired a generation of storytellers who want to make you proud of their work, proud of our work, and I always want to make you proud of my work. And I've been thinking about that movie because it's everywhere, always.
Should I check it out?
What's that?
Should I check it out? I've never seen The Godfather.
Josh, wow. Let me tell you about, I'm glad you said that. And I know you're making fun, but it is the truth. You haven't seen it.
I think a lot of people haven't seen it because it's been so much into just pop culture.
The thing that's great about The Godfather, and I hope Rob will back me up on this, that it is timeless.
Wrong. No, I'm kidding.
The story holds up today.
Because it was set in the past when it came out. So it ages beautifully.
But it ages so beautifully, and the credibility of it is so spot on.
But you know what? It never forgets, like an art picture sometimes does, The Godfather never forgets to be entertaining. It at the so bottom of it, it is a great story. And you know, some people will say that I hate to go black and white, but Citizen Kane is the greatest American movie. There's that school. And Citizen Kane, although it came out like in the 40s, I guess, it's also, people don't give it a chance. It's very funny. It's very entertaining. And it's a wonderful story. So I think for a movie to be truly great, it has to transcend just being a quality, beautiful picture. It has to have a story. And that's the case with The Godfather and The Godfather 2.
I think when
isn't it like 3
about,
hours long?
That's my problem. Godfather 1 and 2. So, and I would encourage you to watch
2.5 hours is The Godfather, roughly, probably.
The original,
yeah.
I think it's long. I will tell you this, that it is the perfect trifecta of the actors, the direction, and the script.
Yep.
It is all.
And the aesthetics. It's beautiful looking.
And the aesthetic. But well, that's the direction, too, because yeah,
that's you're right,
setting
you're
up
right.
the shots and do all that. But the acting and the character selection of, you know, when you've got Robert Duvall and you've got Al Pacino and you've got James Caan and Talia Shire and you've got
even Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda is in this. It's just, it's magnificent.
Yeah.
I never tire of it. It is such a great, it is the definitive gangster
yeah.
movie. There's never been one that'll touch it. It'll never have a peer. It won't.
It can't.
It's peerless.
It
really, really is. So
I'll wait for the
Spielberg
remake.
Acknowledge it. What's that?
I'll wait for the remake.
Well, Josh, you know, Josh has his favorite movies,
too. What are you doing? What's the, you don't want to watch it?
No, it's 3 hours long.
Have you watched Goodfellas?
No.
Oh.
You don't like the genre. You don't like
I don't like
movies.
That's probably true. I don't like
You don't
the
like violent movies, then? Is that what it is?
No, I don't mind violent movies.
I know what Josh likes. I asked him to speak at an event for Francis Ford Coppola, and I said, Josh, what is your favorite American movie in the history of cinema? And he said very clearly, Hubie Halloween.
What is your favorite movie? That's a legitimate question.
That is.
What is my favorite movie? I don't.
The Road.
I don't know what my favorite movie is.
If you don't,
no,
pull
nothing
it right
comes
away,
top of
you're
mind.
Not a movie guy. You're not a movie guy. If you don't, if that's probably what it is. If you're a movie guy, you get your entertainment in other ways. I mean, you seem to like to go to first run movies.
No, that, maybe.
But
I'll,
he goes to a lot of kids' movies. I think
I
it's
do
his
go
kids.
To a bunch of kid movies.
Yeah.
Boy, The Godfather. I would check.
What about
do you have?
Do you just not count the third one?
It's not great.
Because you mentioned Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah, 1 and 2, and it was decades later that they did number 3.
Okay.
But is there anything where you walked out of a theater or you saw a movie on TV that you just said, this was really incredible?
Sure.
Yeah?
Well, okay, next story. What is
nothing?
It,
Joshua?
No, nothing. No, like I've walked out of movies just quiet, trying to think about them and process them.
Okay, what's a movie that you did that?
I think Saving Private Ryan.
Okay. I'll accept that. Spielberg film.
That's within the last 30 years, isn't it?
That's very good. Let's move on, shall we?
Feel like that with Minions?
You know, I talked about having the sunburn, right?
Right.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And the day before. We're heading into sunburn season, so here is a pro tip from media. When you're drinking outdoors, apply sunscreen before you get drunk. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you all very much. When you're heading into sunburn season, a study at the Florida Atlantic University found you're more likely to get a sunburn when you've been drinking, and for obvious reasons. They talked to a bunch of people who'd recently been burned, and around 1 in 5 said alcohol was a factor.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 22% admitted they'd had a few drinks. 6% of them threw up in the tunnel at Pimlico. It's because you're less likely to apply sunscreen when you're tipsy. More likely to misjudge how... Hi, Rob.
How you been?
How you doing?
What, do you drink?
Quite a bit.
What's your drink of choice?
Oh, I like a good smoky bourbon. Anyway, you're less likely to apply sunscreen when you're tipsy. A few other times you need to remember, 11% said they were working outside when they got sunburned, 10% were swimming, and 7% were exercising
The
out-of-doors.
Tesh.
But the top time... Yes, Rob?
When you used to drink the bourbon, did you ever hit on Mary Hart?
All the time.
How'd that go?
Well, I really didn't say much. I just let my fingers do the walking. The top time to pay attention is when you're doing more than one of those things, like working outside or swimming, or swimming under a boat to fix a propeller.
Hey, Tej.
I don't know. Yes, I'm here.
What's your favorite movie?
I like Saving Private Ryan. We're not mocking you, Josh. We are not.
I know.
If we were mocking you, ask the question again. I'll do what I would if I was mocking you.
Okay. Well, hey, Tej.
Hey, yes, I'm right here.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
I don't know.
TikTok is suggesting Space Jam.
Space Jam.
It's not bad, but I don't know that that's anybody's favorite movie of all time.
Very, very exciting. Let's move on, shall we?
Thank you, Tej.
An unprecedented... Where's my thing?
You have to swoosh.
Play it. I am I'm a little obsessed, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I have to play my swoosh. And I have to put it right on the button. An unprecedented blackout. No, I'm not John Teshin.
No. This is a new story, and maybe a new character voice will emerge, but that is yet to be seen.
An unprecedented blackout. No, that's for the next story. An unprecedented blackout brought much of Spain and Portugal to a standstill on Monday, stranding thousands of train passengers, leaving millions of people without phone and internet coverage and access to cash from ATMs across the Iberian Peninsula. The sudden crash of the power grid also left authorities searching for its cause. Spain's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, addressed the... Peter Sanchez.
Well, that's like being named Peter Smith, isn't it?
No, that's the character from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, it is?
Pedro Sanchez. I'm sorry.
I will probably build her a cake.
Now
or
I do
something.
Have to do another character thing. The sudden crash of the power grid also left authorities searching for its cause. Pedro, who turned out the lights? He addressed the nation.
I that caught me by surprise.
Pedro, and then the principal?
Yeah.
Pedro Sanchez.
Napoleon, it would be great if you could show our new student around.
Pedro. He addressed the nation, said almost 11 hours after the nation ground to a halt, government experts were still trying to determine what happened. It's the Russians. It's always the Russians.
You got it. I think it must be, yeah.
He said, we've never had a complete collapse of the system. My head is really scratchy.
Hot.
That's what Sanchez said before detailing that at 12:33 p.m. on Monday, Spain's power grid lost 15 gigawatts. The equivalent of 60% of its national demand in a matter of 5 seconds. Vote for Pedro. There you go. Yeah, the people did vote for Pedro.
They did.
Prime Minister.
I'm a total idiot. Moving along.
Yes, please.
Finally today, a man named Lucas Brown was caught escaping from a jail in Colorado, and it was last Thursday night. He was only on the loose for 35 minutes. And get ready for this.
All right.
He was supposed to be released just 2 days later.
Oh.
Now that won't be happening.
Idiot.
Lucas was working as a kitchen trustee and was cleaning up for the night. He went out to take out the trash and just ran. Here's another twist. He was previously caught escaping back in 2017, so he shouldn't have qualified to be in a trustee position anyway with outdoor access. He had the role for about a month but didn't try to make a run for it until last week. He was serving only a 90-day sentence. 90 days, Jerry!
90 days, Jerry. And, of course, he had to be counting down, you know, with 2 days left. Dummy.
This doesn't make any sense. Let me see. There's no word on how much extra time is being tacked on due to the escape attempt, so I'm not really sure what happened. Lucas Brown crawled to freedom through 500 yards of shit-smelling foulness I can't even imagine. Well, maybe I just don't want to. 500 yards. That's the length of 5 football fields. Just shy of half a mile. But they sent him back to stupid jail. There you go. That's the character voice. We're all done here, ladies
and gentlemen. I like that.
Thank you.
A bit.
You wouldn't believe the time I spent trying to get that music onto the show. For God's sake, give me a break.
That's the same way I quit WJFK. I told them I was taking out the trash, and then I just ran. But they didn't want me back.
Yeah. And when you, by the way, kids, when you have this, then it plays for like 3 hours. Thank you very much.
Okay, do you want the commercial music?
I do want the commercial.
Okay, good. Okay.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That was Morgan Freeman, for those of you that might not know. We are sponsored today by Ethos. Here's some food for thought. Would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want for your family to deal with is how they're going to pay the bills. Think about it. Tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. But with life insurance from Ethos, your family is protected. I always thought that the traditional life insurance process was complicated, but Ethos is an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam is required. You just answer a few health questions. You can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your house with Ethos. You can get a free quote and customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have completed their applications and trusted Ethos to help them find the right coverage. You should, too. It's more affordable than you think. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. All right, Rob Spiewak likes lots of retail operations, but there's none that he likes better. It's his personal big box store.
It is.
I'm talking about Cost Company, the Costco. He loves it. You've loved it forever, Rob.
From the very moment it started, Mike, I said, this is the place for me. And that's one of the things that when Josh came aboard, he mentioned that he also loved Costco.
Yes.
And we actually did a TMOS bonus where we just talked about Costco. That was our only show prep.
There.
Yeah, we do. We do. But, Mike, I went for the first time in a couple weeks this weekend, and I want to spotlight some new products and some return favorites at Costco. And I will entertain questions at all times.
Now, do they have mic cables there?
They don't. Why do you ask?
Okay, I'm just hearing some snap crackle. We'll pop on the line. That's okay. We'll talk about it later. My question is, do they like have a season where they provide you with the new stuff? Are you aware? Are you that much of a shopper there?
That there are things that rotate in and out. You see it a lot in the prepared food section. Like, for example, I believe that meatloaf and mashed potatoes is just a wintertime offering. And it's good, but it's only in the winter. But, Mike, I'd like to say welcome back to an old favorite. As springtime comes and the temperatures go up, head back to the prepared foods and get the pasta salad. It is excellent. You've got tortellini of three colors, black olives, I think some salami, fresh mozzarella and cherry tomatoes. It's a great non-mayonnaise-based pasta salad, so it does better in the heat.
Rob Spiewak is not a compensated spokesman for Costco.
And while you're in the back,
going to Costco today for lunch, probably.
Yeah, the hot dog. You can't be.
Are you excited by the pasta salad?
The pasta salad sounds great.
It's amazing.
I've never noticed that the
you two boys.
I've noticed the dessert changes by season.
It does.
I haven't noticed the other food.
I wasn't going to mention this, but a new offering this week is the strawberry streusel cheesecake. You'll find in the refrigerated section.
Oh, that means it's no longer velvet cake.
Yeah, I keep an eye on it. The best debut dessert they had was about a year ago when they did the 4-pound chocolate pie.
Yeah, and the peanut butter pie is a fall offering, and that's very good.
Yeah,
as well.
It's also delicious. But while you're in the back,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, there's nothing like their fall offerings. I like those. I really do.
Well, they're busy baking in the back. When you're there, Mike, and you're in the back of the store anyway, you have to go a little off the racetrack to find it. But welcome back to the Fiesta Pack. Now this
What's
is
the Fiesta Pack?
I'm glad you asked.
I bet it's soda pop.
All year.
Sugary soda pop.
Yeah,
all
Mexican, year, probably.
All year, they offer Mexican Coke. But in the springtime, they bring out the Fiesta Pack, which is 12 Mexican Coca-Colas, 6 Mexican Sprites, and 6 orange Fantas made with real sugar in one pack. And you have that to go.
80,000 grams of real sugar.
Now, Mike, I'm
good
glad.
Good and good for you.
I recommend this. One thing I don't recommend, actually, is part of it. Do you remember the soft drink Slice when we
I
were?
I do.
It was like it had 10% juice. I think
and
it was
there was a diet Slice, too.
Yeah, and I think it was a Pepsi offering. Well, this was weird.
How about a Slice?
I was going through the refrigerated section, Mike, and this is now called Slice Healthy Soda. And an 8-pack will run you about, I think, $10. And
it's called Slice Healthy Soda.
That's what it says.
I
right
also
there.
Viewed the Slice at my Costco,
and Mike,
I believe it's one of those probiotic sodas.
They've revamped it. Now Slice has probiotics and prebiotics and only 4 grams of sugar. It's primarily sweetened with stevia root.
And
but,
how many calories in it?
The calorie per can, 35.
I think they just sold the name.
Could be. But now let's give it the taste test, shall we?
Okay, let's taste a soda that's got probiotics in it. Probiotics are easy to mask. You don't usually taste.
I don't taste probiotics. I taste stevia.
And it's that's
definitely,
my problem
it's
with
definitely
most
a diet soda.
Diet drinks.
Yeah. So I can't give my recommendation.
God forbid anything that's low in calorie, you give a thumbs up.
Well, no, Mike, it's the taste. It's always the taste. If the Godfather, it's the story. And with the soda,
there
it's
is
the
a
taste.
Health consideration. You are making generations of people unhealthy by your soda choices.
I like to think that I have that much influence.
I'm having sis today.
What's that? Oh, that's
good. I don't want to dump it out again, but you know, but there's
mine was Mike. Here's one for you. I had a Coke with my partner.
There you go. Cheers. Hey, we're not compensated, no. Ladies and gentlemen. Not compensated at all.
So I can't recommend the Slice, I'm afraid. Also, in the food court, they've updated the frozen offering. They had I think they still have the coffee one, but if you wanted to get like a strawberry frozen drink, it is now a strawberry banana smoothie. And I cannot recommend it because
I'll be drinking a lot of Diet Cokes this coming weekend when we get to Northern Virginia. I'm looking forward to that. Where I'm hope they have Diet Cokes where I'm staying over the weekend.
That's funny because I know that Josh will have a mini bar, mm-hmm. and I've got my house. I've got sodas all the time. Where are you staying?
Jimmy's.
Mm.
Would you like your host to pick anything else up at Costco for you?
Mo called Carla and said, "Is there anything? We're low maintenance.
You passed on your recipes.
And we make our beds and we do the dishes if we have any kind of meals with their family.
And God forbid there's any incident, you change the sheets.
What do you mean incident?
You should change the sheets either way.
You're getting older.
It's disgusting. My incontinence." When I poop the bed.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
When I poop my bed.
Let's walk, Mike, if we can, into the produce section.
Okay.
Berries,
oh, produce,
berries,
thanks.
Berries. It is the time of year to get berries. Well, no, raspberries, blackberries, both great.
God.
What?
You really look at it like a grocery store. I am so dull with my Costco selections. I get Clorox wipes for the dogs. I get the protein bars, the Kirkland protein bars, and I'll get a case of Diet Coke, and I'm out. I'm done.
Mike, do you have time this weekend to do a Costco run with Rob? A tour? Costco.
You know, wouldn't that be exciting?
It would.
You mean this weekend when I'm up there?
Yeah.
I'll be right in Rob's backyard. You know what? No.
Oh.
Go ahead. Sad. Move on.
Mike, if that really is your Costco shopping list, that's sad because that means you have not bought the cotton candy grapes.
Cotton candy grapes.
They are. Yeah.
I like that you're eating fruit. That's a good thing that you're eating fruits.
A medium to large red grape, seedless, almost crispy in texture. And it's so sweet.
Our
and refreshing.
Cotton candy grapes are green.
Really? Ours are
we
pink.
We have green cotton candy grapes.
I've seen them both, but they're excellent. Now, Mike, this is a sad thing I'm bringing up.
What am I doing? I'm too old for this. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
This is sad. If you've been to a theme park or even at a Sheetz, sometimes you will see a dispenser for a Dole Whip. Now, a Dole Whip is a wonderful dessert. It is
Dole Whip?
Yeah, it's a pineapple frozen treat from the Dole Company.
Really?
Yeah, and they. I know that you probably didn't get one when you were at Disney because you weren't that hungry, but it's a big mover in the Disney parks. And as a soft serve, it's gluten-free because of the way they prepare it. So a lot of people love it. So when I saw an 8-pack.
Is that like an orange whip?
Yeah, but it's pineapple.
Remember
it's
John Candy?
Yeah. Who wants
an orange whip?
Whip?
Two orange whips.
And he goes like this.
Yeah, two orange whips.
So I get it home and I'm excited because to me the orange whip, I'm sorry, you've messed with my head. The Dole Whip tastes like a theme park visit. It's so good, tangy, sweet.
I'm glad that excites you.
And so I take the lid off, and I taste it. And Mike, just like the strawberry smoothie with banana, the flavor is not true. It is too intense, and I think
the whip is at the concession place.
No, the whip is prepackaged in like an ice cream cup.
Oh, okay.
Normally, it is dispensed at a machine.
How many did you buy?
I just bought the 1 8-pack.
How many are left?
Seven. And
why can't you simply say, when I say, how many did you buy, you say, I bought 8 of them.
Okay, I bought 8 of them.
Will you eat it again?
Probably not. But Julia is a big fan of the Dole Whip, so I want to see what her reaction to it is. But here is my theory, is that the Dole Whip, when it's not freshly dispensed, it doesn't have the proper air to ice cream ratio. And I think that's why the flavor is too intense.
Is it an ice cream product?
It is sort of, technically not, because it doesn't have dairy in it, but it is delicious.
All right.
Oh, not Aesop offers this. Frozen pineapple, coconut cream, sugar, and a touch of citrus. That's the ingredients in your Dole Whip.
But I think your problem is that it's refrozen.
Could be. Yeah, it's got to be fresh.
It's not fresh.
However, I will say.
And the droppings.
I bought the Bob Dole Whip. And it also
Bob Dole, there's an impression we don't do anymore. Hey, how about a Dole Whip? Hey, come on over there. There are three. We sent them eight for $14. Are they $14? Because everything in Costco is $14. Here's an 8-pack of Dole Whip. Dole, Bob Dole Whip. Get a Dole, Bob Dole Whip.
There just remember this, Mike. You can always get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50, and Coke is coming back.
$1.50, but your giant cereal is $14. Your wipes, your cleaning wipes, disinfecting wipes, $14. Every goddamn thing, Bob Dole is saying. Everything in Costco is $14.
You know what you could buy at Costco, Bob Dole?
I always go into the Costco, Rob, when I'm coming out. I always see the lady. I don't want a goddamn air conditioner. Get your ass out of my face. Come on now.
Hey, it would be Bob a great Dole. Place, Bob, for you to buy pens.
Pens to hold my hand here. There, that's my bad hand. And as I'm coming out, I'm Bob Dole. Yeah, how about a big slice of pizza? Look at all you fatty fats eating your pizzas out there and having your giant unsanitary cups. There you go, Bob Dole.
Hey, Bob.
Bob Dole, is that a Dole Whip? I'm offering it for you. Yeah,
hey, Bob Dole, don't you love the onion crank?
Love the onion crank. Yeah, put it on my super 2 cent hot dog that I'm getting here, my Bob Dole. Bob Dole enjoying that, too. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Hey, a sack of cashews as big as a buffalo. Yeah, Bob Dole, take a look at all these wonderful products here. You want pistachios? I have a satchel full of pistachios here, Bob Dole. Yeah.
You know what, Bob? Yeah. If you want to head to the back of the store, they have the jerky kiosk set up.
Jerky kiosk, Bob Dole. I'm going to get some shrimp cocktails, too. Yeah, they're all the same.
I thought
uniform
Bob would be
size.
Spending some time in the medical section.
The medical section, right over by the pharmacy. I'll get my probiotics when I go over there, Bob Dole, and my baby wipes. Sorry, Bob Dole. See, I go to Costco,
you don't
too.
Have. I don't think you have babies, though, Bob. Why would you need baby wipes?
They'll clean anything. Stain out of a shirt when I spill my chili. When I spill my Bob Dole onion lace chili. On my shirt, Bob Dole.
Your wife's famous? Elizabeth Dole's famous chili?
Yeah, Lizzie likes to make me a nice big steaming, piping hot Cincinnati chili.
You
no
don't
beans.
Know this. You don't know this, Josh, that Elizabeth Dole's secret is that it is one-third onions.
One-third onions. Bob Dole make me that's why I've got this goddamn sour puss on my face all the time. But I'm dead, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, Bob Dole.
And
I
my
love
closing
Richard Nixon. Yeah, go ahead.
My closing thought on Costco, and it's bad, bring back the chocolate dip Johnny Pops. They're gone, and
the
we need them for summer. The Johnny Pops.
They're in my freezer. You want me to bring some up?
Yes, do.
It's another radio name. When I worked at that station in, it wasn't Pittsburgh. I believe it was in Annapolis on WYRE. That's the first radio name I had, Johnny Pops.
And then you worked with him.
How you doing? I'm Johnny Pops.
Mike, fantastic. It is a strawberry-based popsicle that is dipped in dark chocolate, and it's most excellent.
There you go.
And they got to
bring
that
back. Down with a Fiesta pack of all that sugary water, your carbonated water you hear, Bob Dole, and then take the pen out of the ink out of one of my pens. Give yourself a prison tattoo, Bob
what
Dole.
What do you drink, Bob Dole?
Black coffee.
By the gallon?
Black coffee. Nothing else. Black coffee. Every meal. Every meal. Don't care if it's cold or hot. Black Dole.
And you drink
Black
it out
Dole.
Of
Black Dole. I'm Black Dole. Hey, man.
Do you drink it out of a canteen, right?
Yeah, canteen. A hot piping black coffee. Burn my fingers on my left hand. We got to take a break. Come back for a little more. Bob Dole right here to make the marriage go.
Oh, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Hey, are you like Rob? Are you? I hope not.
I hope you are.
Well, he's got this beard, you see, and he wants to cover some of the gray up. But home hair dye kits are a mess, and the salon is a hassle.
Yes.
So take a look at his beard. He keeps it simple. Simpler Hair Color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard. With Simpler Hair Color, there's no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. Mm-hmm. A single can has you covered for all of them. Plus, one can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to four boxes of drugstore hair dye. Simpler Hair Color was started by two buddies that endured the mess of home dye kits and the harsh ingredients of salons for years. Yes.
Do you know who's using this product, Simpler Hair? Who? My daughter.
Really?
Because she dyes her hair. She has light blonde hair, but she dyes it darker, and her eyebrows tend to disappear. She uses this on her eyebrows, and one can lasts her forever. And I know that they're saying this is great for men's gray hair, but you want to darken your eyebrows, ladies, this is the stuff to do it. Julia loves it.
You can do anything.
Yeah. I know Bob Dole loved it.
I'm sorry.
Remember, Mike, when Bob Dole's pens.
I was going to say any hair you have.
Remember, he just shared about his daughter.
I'm sorry. The choice is simple.
Isn't it, though?
Simpler. I have got Ned Ulock on the brain right now. The choice is
maybe
simple.
For the next read, Mike.
Simpler Hair Color offers gentler ingredients, a cleaner application, and unlike other companies, there's no waste. I have more. No, I'm not.
What are you doing?
That's why their mission is to become the number one men's hair beard dyeing brand. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns. So you can try Simpler Hair Color risk-free. Rob is suddenly so pretty. Look at him. He's youthful. Yes. He's enthusiastic. And he has more than enough hair down there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simpler Hair. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 10% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS for 10% off.
Yeah.
And make sure you use the promo code TMOS.
We're having a good
so
time.
So they know that we sent you. That's right.
Yeah.
Use the extra code. Thank you. Curly. Anyway, that's Rob.
That is not true. It is the wrong code. And you know what? Maybe you should try it on your eyebrows. And you would really pop
well,
on
my
screen.
Eyebrows, I wouldn't mind darkening my. I might try it.
Yeah.
I might try it on my eyebrows. If I come up to the Jimmy's thing, I'm going to see Kevin today. I'm getting my hair cut. And so is my son. We're both getting our little fresh haircuts for the weekend to look all nice and pretty.
And
so,
you get your hair done by we'll Kevin see. Klein?
Kevin Klein. Yeah, how did you know that?
I just know things that go on in Florida.
And it's the fish called Wanda, Kevin Klein.
Disappointed!
Not the Dave Kevin Klein.
No, and not the big chill Kevin Klein.
With the late Charles Grodin. Welcome back to the show. Why we don't have friends. I was talking about the fact that because of the weekend's baseball activity, I blew off a major event at Happy Valley, one of the few times I go down there to socialize. Because I'm sorry, my kids' tournament, and we were there literally all weekend, hours and hours and hours and hours at this baseball complex. You said before the show, you know the reason why we don't have friends.
Yeah. Would you consider yourself middle-aged?
Past middle-aged.
But yeah, do you still fall
65,
into
I would consider
what
myself.
What is middle age?
50.
According to this study, it starts at 50. I don't know where it ends.
50, middle-aged.
Good, then I'm not middle-aged.
If you want to live to 100.
Yeah. They say that in America, and this is native to America, it doesn't take place in Europe and other countries, American adults hit peak loneliness in the years of middle age before retirement. We are properly, you and I both, in the era of our lives where we're the most lonely. And a scientific study says so.
I would say for me that was true if I didn't have the hobby that I have.
Mm.
I am with different people. Socializing. I reached out to my friend Mark Miller,
also middle-aged,
over the weekend to you know say let's get together. You know, I see people all the time.
Did you plan it for this weekend so you can cancel?
No, I can't cancel. That is a work-related project, Josh.
No. Did you ask the call you made asking them to get your friend to get together? Did you set it up so you're going to have to cancel it?
So I could cancel it.
Or invite him to Herndon. He could stay. You know what? There's probably room where you're staying. Where are you staying, Mike?
I'm thank you. You caught me by surprise.
Oh, that's wrong. That's not good right there.
Damn it. I love that shot.
I do too.
Damn it.
It really looks like when you see like the Seinfeld set, but it's like fake, right? Yeah.
Or it's when the talk show host zooms out and you can see the cameras and the lights and the crew.
Exactly. Yeah, I liked it.
Anywho, Jimmy's.
Mike, it only happens in the United States and the Netherlands. Those are the out of the 64,000 grown-ups that they talk to, middle-aged people, they are the only people that get troubled with loneliness as they get older. And that's us. We are perfectly dead set in that range. We are troubled. We are not only lonely, but we're troubled by our loneliness. And this is sort of groundbreaking because normally they focus on adolescents and senior citizens.
I'm not. I just don't think I prioritize social gatherings. Certainly not like my sister. My sister, it's 24/7. It's constant. She's constantly. They have a parade, and
they have a parade.
They work at it. They were. In their house up in Maine, it's between family and friends. I don't know if they'd go out of their minds if they didn't have that.
Yeah,
Carla and I. If you want to see true bliss for Carla and I, a Friday night when I come home from Happy Valley and we're sitting there and we're just hanging out. Mm-hmm. That's what we like.
That's why, the key is you do get to socialize over at Happy Valley.
Yeah,
you don't do that by yourself.
That's my socializing, and Carla, with her job, it's kind of her hobby as well by the revolving door of people that come and see her.
But because those aren't lasting relationships that Carla has.
No.
They're an hour at a time. No. And yours are quite arbitrary and temporary because of who you're playing with.
Yeah, I find the lasting one's overrated. I don't have the bandwidth to just go away and accommodate other people, because I feel like I do that when I'm working. I really do. I feel like that the nature of what we do is a social job.
I see that. I do.
By doing this every day.
But aren't there times that you feel like I wish I had a real friend?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Me too.
And I think that, it's tough.
If I want to go to a movie that Carrie's not into and I just want someone to come with me, I have a dwindling pack of people I can call upon, and that's troubling.
Hey, at least you've got dwindling. I don't even have that.
I would say Millsy's is a real friend.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Do you have anyone that you socialize. Could, like, if you were having a bad day, do you have anyone you could call and, like, just say, oh, my day sucks? No?
Nope.
Wow.
No. That's, call you?
Yeah, but you hate that.
That's what this is for.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
what
this is for. You know, I mean, I'd tell Rob what was really going on.
Yeah,
that would be it.
But when you set that up of go to a movie, go to a sporting event or something,
I was in the area, I'd go to games and stuff with you guys.
Yeah,
I would do that, and I would have friends that I, you know, have had the fact that I golf, that kind of precludes me from doing a lot of other stuff. Now, if I was down there and my wife golfed, it would be a totally different situation.
Would you hate
that
it
that would
then?
Be social, social, social. Because the couples, that's where the socializing comes in.
Ah, okay. All right.
That's where it happens. We don't
like
do
Mr.
the extra
and Mrs.
stuff.
Haversham.
100%. I mean, it's just join us.
Yeah.
This is making me really bummed.
Well,
really
you
sad.
Asked.
You got to wrap it up. We're running late. I got to get my hair cut.
Okay, Mike. What happens is that they think that people that are eyeing a future without a job because they're going to retire, they get very depressed as they lead up to that. And so, I mean, we've got no end in where are you staying?
Jimmy's.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy has a lot of friends.
Jimmy's a friend.
Yeah.
You
could call Jimmy and unload on him.
I could call Jimmy if I was going to go, like, on some trip somewhere.
Yeah.
I would call Jimmy.
So, you've absolutely. Got a friend.
Yeah. I've never, you know, staying at somebody's house, that's cool.
Call out my name. You know wherever I am. Where are you staying?
I'm a
Don't say
that. You're supposed to say that. You got to edit that out.
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry. All right. Sorry about that. God damn it. I can't use my buttons. forget it. I'm not doing the bit anymore because I can't run a simple machine.
If only there was a word that describes.
My apologies. My mom would be so pissed at me right now for that politically incorrect statement.
If only there was a word.
I sincerely apologize.
All right, and we'll do the pickup in 3, 2, 1.
Shut up, Rob. We're going to take
a break. That works in any break.
Thank you. We'll take a break when we come. Do you have some beautiful video for us,
Mike,
please?
I do, and I'd like to consider all of these videos friends.
Yeah, you got to hustle. Got a haircut. Anyway, thank you. Thank you all for listening very much. That's when I'm really upset. I'm so sorry. Listen up, soldiers. My wife is called Carla. She's a nice lady, and she has some questions for you to ponder. She asks, how can I help you age better? Do you need to lose lots of weight? Do you need to lose 5 to 10 pounds? Do you need better sleep? Do you need more energy? Do you want help with anti-aging? Do you need help with brain fog, better hormone balance, or better hair, skin, and nails? What about reducing your inflammation? Do you need better gut health? How about making those workouts really count by upping your performance optimizations? How about improving your mood or having enhanced libido? Don't waste time answering these questions. Life is not a quiz show. It's time to realize that peptides are the future, and Carla is here to help you. P.S. Her inbox is always open. Make sure to check out DermGlowSkin.com. Payment options include Klarna and PayPal, so you can buy now and pay later. Handy! It's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara.
Oh, good.
And I'm politically incorrect. And here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. Every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it doubles.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy. Woo! Da 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 da.
Wrong commercial, Charlie.
Yes, all right, very good. Let's
take it away, Rob. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
One of my favorite jingles ever.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah.
DJs, Mike, you love them. And a lot of times if you're a disc jockey, you get to talk to different people that are important in the world of sports, say the NFL. Let's say you are the general manager of the Bills. And your name is Brandon Bean, and you go on some local Henry Del Toro and The Rock or whatever the name of the sports station is, and you're fussy. It's funny how these big, tough guys sort of back off when the GM gets pissed off.
Hold on, let me talk. We just scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Our job is to score points, literally, and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Okay. I mean, I wish you'd listen to the 2 hours and 25 minutes before that, because there's plenty of things we do like about your draft, and I find it curious the energy you're coming at us with, but I mean, that's your choice.
I
like that. He didn't back down totally. I find it curious the energy you're coming at us with. He's doing it respectfully, but he's not totally laying down on that by saying, you know, it's kind of interesting you're getting, you know, he doth protest too much.
But there was a little bit of a homina factor when he finished up. I wish you had heard the previous 2 hours.
Yeah. But you know what? When a guy is getting that upset.
Yeah.
You got to at least identify that he's getting upset.
Yeah.
And if he's that mad after the draft, something is afoot.
Yeah.
That's just not very GM-like.
It's not the first time he's heard the argument.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Jimmy would know.
Go Bills.
Now, I know you no longer have a boat, but you had a boat for a while when you were up here, and you took me out one Saturday morning, and it was fast. Your boat could be fast. But I don't know if it was this fast. How fast? And
is this the offshore racer that goes airborne?
Yes. Now, my question, Mike, is let's not do knots because people don't understand that. Miles per hour. What would you say is fast on a boat in miles per hour?
As soon as you hit 50 miles an hour, that is silly fast. On a boat, you go 60. It's scary fast. You go 70. That is really flying. You go 80. Forget it. It's
what about, Mike, just for fun, 200 miles an hour?
That's take flight.
Watch this.
It's a boat that's built for speed.
Lake Havasu. Ended
up flying through the Lake Havasu sky on Saturday afternoon.
We saw the race team proceed down the course, okay, and they started out really well. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. And then it was about halfway, three quarters way down the course when we saw the nose start to lift.
It actually did a complete flip and then a complete 360 and then came in backwards and upside down.
This is anybody die?
No, there were minor injuries. That's it.
That's incredible. They're just like NASCAR now. They're just like auto racers, the way they design these cockpits. I'm so glad nobody was hurt.
If I saw that in a movie, I would say that couldn't happen.
Roll it again.
Okay, I've actually isolated. I've isolated the clip, so it's just the clip. Here it goes.
Holy! Watch this.
It's the air under it. One, two, three complete spins.
And by the way, Rob's clip with the edits out there. You know, Rob, I don't want to sound like an old fart, but don't you get tired with the where people's only method of expression is
yes.
O-F.
Yeah.
S.
Thank God it was visual.
S-F-F.
Yeah. Thank God it was visual because,
really, you morons. Try to figure out some, or just shut up in totality, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched that video, and you almost, you know, you you almost couldn't enjoy it with the S's and the F's. It's a stupid show.
Almost. Yeah, almost.
Rob, is it hard for you to watch that video with the amount of flips?
No, it's fine. It was fine. They're fine. I'm fine.
I'm so glad that nobody was badly hurt. That's awesome.
Not badly, hopefully.
Gail.
Let's close with this, Mike. You've been to Ireland. It's your home ground, right?
It is. My ancestors.
Have you ever asked for directions in Ireland?
Probably.
This is a TikTok that I want to know if you feel is accurate about if you were to just ask directions in Ireland.
Break up what you want.
Ashley started putting her toaster in the cupboard. Like,
can't be having that.
Ashley was a good cracker.
Hey, what's the quickest way to Temple Bar?
I wouldn't start from here.
You're walking or driving, girl?
Driving.
Yeah, it's quickest.
Yeah, that'll be quickest.
Go to Cathedral. You know the big one, yeah?
Yep.
You know it, right?
Yeah.
You can't miss it. You know it, yeah. Yeah, don't go there.
On the road there, you can take a left, then take three more lefts, and you'll be right back here with us. It'll be grand.
That's the best
Come
spot
on.
For you.
Been here before, no?
No.
No, okay. Right, have you not?
To your pub.
And it's McDade's.
No, it's O'Donoghue's.
Right.
No, you're thinking of Keogh's. Keogh's is one.
Keogh's is the best.
My father, he went down to Keogh's one time and he...
Oh, love the drink.
Yeah, he never came back. He's...
good lad.
If you go down the road...
Any boy, the pipes...
Oh, they do this in London.
No, they don't. Only in Ireland.
Your man was throwing shapes and he was getting absolutely
knackered. Give me your point here. Take his point for a second.
Yeah, so type was just... raining down, just jabbing.
Oh, long story short, his head was clattering on the canvas.
Angels were calling me name. It was not a good night for me.
Aries, man. Who was your man who was here the other day? It was the rock.
The American lad, right?
Not the one from the films, man. He's Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's
he was here just the other day, like 9 years ago. And you might see him there tonight if you play your cards. I wouldn't be going there. Temple Bar's for ages.
You could be there.
You could be there, yeah. It's really easy to get there.
But
you best want to be going that way first if you want to find it.
Yeah, that's the way you want to go.
Yeah, the other road.
Yeah, big one. All right.
Doesn't look like Ireland either.
No, I don't think it is.
I don't think it's in Ireland. I really do. But what's that?
It's not in Ireland. It's a bit.
It's not. Yeah.
I do think it's pretty funny though. I could watch them
fantastic.
For a while.
There
yeah.
you go. Yeah,
if we could just get them to talk at the same time.
And you say three rights after that, you'll end up right back here. There you are. That's fine.
Darling.
That's a good thing.
Darling.
Listen, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Maybe we get Jimmy to come in and preview the big weekend.
He's very shy.
Yes. I do the close-up again, but I messed it up like so many other things. And then I call myself a politically incorrect term. My sincere apologies.
It's See? Fine. They'll never know it happened.
Oh, compare me. How about those guys down in Austin, Texas? You know, you're calling me a problem? Shut up. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody. We'll see you around the corner there.
Aloha.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.